This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. A former Missouri governor and a St. Louis attorney are to be sentenced in federal court for misusing money to make political donations. Sentencing is scheduled this afternoon for former Democratic Governor Roger Wilson and attorney Edward Grzedick III. Both men pleaded guilty this spring to a similar misdemeanor charge. Prosecutors say they used money from Missouri Employers Mutual Insurance Company, where Wilson was the CEO, to reimburse a $5,000 donation to that Grzedick's law firm made to the Missouri Democratic Party in August of 2009. Wilson served as Missouri governor for 3 months after the death of Governor Mel Carnahan. CKE Restaurants, the parent company of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, which is headquartered in St. Louis, has announced plans to stop buying pork from suppliers who can find pigs in cramped metal crates. As St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapper reports, the decision follows similar moves by McDonald's, Burger King, and other fast food chains earlier this year.
The cages, where many industrial pork producers house pregnant sows for most of their adult lives, are known as gestation crates. The cages are not much bigger than the pigs themselves, making it difficult for the animals to move or lie down comfortably. Hardee's and Carl's Jr. started to shift from gestation crate-raised pork 5 years ago and have committed to complete that transition over the next decade. Hardee's would not comment for this story, but in a statement sent by CKE Restaurants to the Humane Society of the United States, the company said it supports the humane treatment of animals. CKE also said it already purchases the majority of its pork from suppliers that use group housing methods. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Missouri Republicans have been complaining of political bias in a ballot summary for a health care measure written by Democratic Secretary of State Robin Carnahan. This is not the first such controversy. In fact, nearly every ballot measure proposed in Missouri ends up facing a lawsuit alleging the official ballot title and financial estimate are unfair and insufficient. Sometimes judges have agreed. The politically charged atmosphere surrounding ballot measures raises the question of whether the responsibility for summarizing them should be transferred to a nonpartisan or bipartisan entity. One Republican Secretary of State candidate wants to create a special bipartisan board to approve ballot titles, but a spokesman for Carnahan said she doesn't believe that would diminish the legal wrangling. Columbia residents could see a change to their trash collection sometime next year. Officials from the Public Works Department say they're going to ask for extra funding to buy 44,000 trash bins and 10 side-loading trucks. Officials say the plan would reduce the cost of labor for trash collection, but some residents are against the change because of their lack of storage space or concerns about the look of the new trash bins. The city of Ashland went through a similar change earlier this year. Ashland utility clerk Wade Middaugh says the residents have adjusted well.
You know, some people were not in favor of that idea originally, but since then, you know, it's been in place for months now, and we haven't had too many issues arise from that. Most people are fairly happy using the carts now.
The change would cost almost $6 million to implement. Under the new plan, the city would no longer pick up trash bags left on the curb. Columbia residents have an opportunity to voice their opinions about the proposal to city council once the budget comes out later this month. A master planner hired to guide Joplin's recovery from the deadly May 2011 tornado plans to present his first slate of projects to city leaders tonight. The Joplin City Council meeting comes 1 week after the city approved a contract with the development partners from Sugar Land, Texas. Company President David Wallace will share the details of $800 million in redevelopment projects, including a senior housing complex and a performing arts center. The council work session begins tonight at 5:45 at City Hall. No council votes are expected. The May 22, 2011 tornado killed 162 people and damaged or destroyed about 7,500 homes or apartments. Columbia Water and Light says its customers' water use is up this summer amid hot and dry conditions over the last few weeks. KBIA's Ryan Fumuliner tells us how the department recommends you use water this year.
Columbia Water and Light saw a significant increase in water use in June compared to June of last year. Spokesperson Connie Kaprowitz says in July, there's already been 20 million gallons of water used in Columbia most days, even getting as high as 23 million gallons a day.
Generally, this is the type of water use that we see in late July and August, whenever it gets really hot and dry. So we're seeing this type of use that's usually late in the summer a lot earlier this year.
Kaprowitz says the department has been able to keep up with water use so far on the supply side. She says the department doesn't like to ask people to restrict use and will likely only need to ask residents to conserve water in the event of an emergency, like a fire.
But obviously, you know, water is a precious resource and something that we don't like to see wasted either. We want to make sure that people, when they are using it for irrigation, that they're irrigating in the early morning hours and really paying attention to, at this point, whether it's doing any good. A lot of times grass and plants will go into a dormant stage and they can make it through.
Kaplowitz says the department does have a four-stage conservation plan. First, it would ask for voluntary restriction, then alternate day irrigation. After that, it could get to the point where there would be more highly restricted use, even with possible fines. She says the department's never reached the point where it needed to outlaw all outdoor watering. Ryan Femuliner, KBIA News.
MU's Women's and Children's Hospital in Columbia is one of three Missouri hospitals that will join the Best Fed Beginnings program for a 22-month period. It's designed to increase the breastfeeding rate nationwide. The National Initiative for Children's Healthcare Quality selected 90 hospitals from 29 states to take part in the program. Spokesperson Jonathan Small says the goal is to help hospitals better support a new mother's choice to breastfeed.
We were also interested in having this project address some of the inequities in terms of the breastfeeding rates in certain states.
For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.